figured I'd leave a little break in there in case Davian's back. But it's useful, you know. I didn't enjoy when we had the whole thing linked up and working, you know, and there was a pretty high quality of group out there for a little while. I think, you know, with WAD Don out there kind of like, you know, nurturing some guys. We got a lot of good guys out of the service and into the hobby, this hobby, some real good additions out of there. I always, that's the other thing I always want to emphasize is that this is not a stepping stone, you know, for ham radio. This is a thing of its own. And if you want to go on and do that, I encourage you. We're here to help, but don't feel compelled. You know, there's absolutely nothing compelling you. For a little while, I got real hammy out there, which I didn't think that either. But again, just because I don't like it doesn't mean I stop it or say anything. I just kind of like cringe a little bit. Oh well, boys will be boys. But it is what it is. And the Detroit machine works really nice. The Mount Clemens works really good. I still think I'll put something up in Richmond, but it's going to probably have to be like a Micor or something, because that services St. Clair real good. And they got squat out there, so Riley and the boys. So if I could find a good site out that way, we could put some stuff out there. But Richmond seems to be doing the job pretty well. Covers in the Port Huron, the Marysville, the St. Clair, and, you know, pretty good. So there you have it. But, Dan, I am coming up on my exit here. I am in Kalamazoo, and not far from my destination. I want to pay attention here so I don't blow past my exit and end up in Chicago.